I love this story because I love food.
Yes, you do.
I love fancy food sometimes.
Yeah?
And this is pretty cool. So a chef named Massimo Battura, or I don't know how to say his last name. I don't know.
You did. That was a good attempt.
His name's Massimo.
Okay.
So Chef Massimo, who's the only chef in Italy to earn 3 Michelin stars for his restaurant, is now using his amazing skills to provide food for the needy. But instead of running a normal soup kitchen or something like that, where people stand in line and are served basic food, no. Not good for Massimo. I love this guy, actually. I do know his I've seen his work
okay.
and do his stuff, but I forgot how to say his last name.
Okay.
But anyways, Massimo's created a dining room where people are served fancy food with the idea of treating everyone with consideration and dignity.
Oh.
So Massimo is providing this service and feeding many hungry people by using mostly food that would have otherwise been discarded. So he believes that the answer to world hunger is not to produce more food, but instead to waste less.
I would agree with that.
And he's also providing that it just might work with this ambitious charity project.
That's amazing. Oh, that's a great story.
I actually did see a video of him going to just somebody's house and saying, let's make dinner with whatever you got in the fridge. And they were like, we don't have anything. And then he pulled out a bunch of stuff.
Yes,
he's like,
you do.
These tomatoes that are starting to wilt and do all this, you can still do it with all that. And he made a delicious meal out of stuff in the fridge and stuff that they thought they were going to throw away the next day. He was able to make a delicious meal out of
it. I need him to come to my house.
Right? Me too. Yeah. So wonderful stuff that he's doing. So try not to waste as much food and maybe we'll be able to help people out.
Sounds good.
Loved it for supermarkets to not waste as much food.
I was
going
to say, I think that's where we need to target.
Yeah, that needs to happen too. So yeah. It's a great story. A wonderful thing that this guy's doing. Chef Massimo. And that is why it's the happy headline of the day. 98.3 The Coast.